Our first presenter today will be Alex Tholen. She is from the Technical University in Berlin from Germany. And Alex today is going to talk about Dirt Dialogues and Art and Science of Soil Stewardship. Alex.
Thanks, Ken. Good afternoon. Yeah, I'm one of those people that's a visual artist as well as a scientist. I just finished my PhD on the role of art in communicating soil protection issues, so I'm super excited that there's a whole symposium today on this very topic. I'm going to talk today about a project I've been working on for the last 2 years called Dirt Dialogues. It's a scalable exhibition project that I initiated with Gerd Veselik of the TU Berlin, and a publication project of the same name that I'm working on with Jay Noller at Oregon State University. So the whole project kind of started out as a proposal for an arts program at the largest and most prominent scientific conference on soils, other than this one, of course, the World Congress of Soil Science that took place last year in Jeju. When we first started brainstorming for an art event for this World Congress, it was difficult to determine which artwork or works out of the literally hundreds of fantastic projects out there would conceptually and visually and logistically fit the circumstances of this. And this is very different from typical art venue space, museum, gallery type. So the visual terrain of scientific conferences, much like this one, is that of, you know, neat poster rows, commercial book stands, meeting rooms, PowerPoint presentations. And the question we asked ourselves was, should we try to break out of that format or use it to an advantage? And early on, we decided against exhibiting original artworks that might have seemed like a decorative add-on. It was only 4 days. So when the call for abstracts went out by the IUSS, we sent out a call for artworks that were in some way related to specific scientific session topics. So we were using the visual language of the scientific poster session that was already in place as the prescribed artistic medium. And the result was a series of 36 artist posters that hung in the main lobby, as well as a video screening program in one of the conference rooms that operated as kind of a makeshift soil cinema of 25 short and full feature films. Each day, 9 posters were rotated within the different scientific poster sessions. So here's a shot of Dara Montag's Bioglyphs presented in the session on life in soils, distribution and functions of soil microorganisms. And here's the poster that he created for the session. So basically, Dara visualizes microbial activity of the soil by using undeveloped film, which he buries in the soil and then uncovers later and visualizes with microscopy. I'm going to flip through a few more just to give you an idea of how the different projects were integrated in the sessions. So here's an example. This was Ayumi Matsuzaka's illustrated instructions on how to make your own DIY terra preta. This was in the session on biochar soil amendments. For the session on radionuclide behavior in soils and remediation, the CLUI, the Center of Land Use Interpretation, presented a photographic documentation called Perpetual Architecture, Uranium Disposal Cells of the American Southwest. This was kind of ironic. I mean, this project visualizes the disposal cells that are meant to limit contact with the soil for up to thousands of years, but are also could be considered land art or found land art. And here's another nice one. Ellie Irons's Urban Soil Appreciation Initiative was placed in the session on urban soil properties and functions. So Ellie does workshops and public interventions and installations to promote awareness of soil resources in cities. So some of the posters showed designs or ideas for works. Others showed methods of works in progress. And others showed participatory processes or photographic commentary. So the idea was to invite the artist to show different stages of their works that were akin to scientific posters showing background concepts, methods, and results, to kind of challenge these intellectual barriers between art and science by juxtaposing scientific research with artistic research. So So in the following year, this year, for the IYS, we continued this approach by showing the posters again at the German Soil Science Society's annual conference in Munich. This is an image, I think, of the session on humus forms, with, again, Darren Montag's poster in the background, and in the foreground, Tat Futan's Black Gold. He's also doing a lot of composting and Terra Preta projects. We then exhibited the posters at the Soil Culture Forum in Falmouth and the Soil Culture Exhibition at Create Bristol. While the exhibitions in Jeju and Munich were aimed at a scientific audience, the exhibitions in Falmouth and Bristol were oriented towards art scholars and members of the public interested in the cross-sections between art and science, environment, and education. But the problem, or the thing was, that none of the artists were actually present at these conferences, so the exchange remained at a textual level. But conferences are formal settings for dialogue, for sharing methodological experience and collectively developing ideas. So a lot of the artists in the project expressed an interest in somehow being present. They wanted to interact with the scientists at these conferences, but didn't either have the capacity to come to the conferences or felt like they wouldn't be taken seriously. So in response, we're working on a book publication to, on the one hand, document all of these works shown, as well as to facilitate actual dialogue on these soil protection issues. We've called it The Art and Science of Soil Stewardship. So there's a section of introductory essays by art historians and soil scientists, a resource section at the end for classroom and field, and we're trying to orient it at a wider audience of readers. So to kind of harvest this momentum of the IYS and all of these conferences to really create a network of creative collaborators. So in addition to full-color documentation of the works, each artist has been paired with a soil scientist, a kind of unusual matchmaking situation to discuss disciplinary perspectives on some of the most challenging environmental problems of our time. These appear as dialogue texts in each chapter. And the results have been very interesting so far. I'll give you a couple of examples to just show you where it's going. So, for example, Alex McBratney, who's well-known in the scientific community for numeric soil classification and mapping, is working together with Elvira Veasha and her Sands of the World project. And they decide to exchange a series of poems and drawings on the topic of pedometrics, something that probably no one expected could be considered in an aesthetic way. In another case, the president of the Soil Science Society, Thomas Scholten, got together with Ulrike Arnold. She's a painter. And they met at her studio to talk about soil genesis using her collection of soil colors. So they decided to invite a third party in, the curator Bettina Donberg, and they decided kind of just in the moment to paint together while they were talking about soil genesis. And here's the result, which we also exhibited at the Soil Science Conference in Munich. Meanwhile, artist and curator Georg Dietzler visited soil biologist Ellen Kandeler in her lab at the University of Hohenheim to discuss the secret worlds of the detritosphere. Here they covered aims and methods of the use of a rain machine, which she was working on to stimulate the impacts of environmental factors on microorganisms. And he talked about his self-decomposing laboratory, in which he fills the laboratory with contaminated soil and oyster mushrooms and then just kind of documents its demise. Sarah Hernizen is an artist on the West Coast who does, she's a glass artist. So she's been working with different soils in her kiln and looking at how they react. So different soils react differently in the glass kiln. And she's been working together with Donald Sparks and his team to identify some of the properties of the soils that she's casting in glass, as well as to cast samples from his lab to create new artwork. And as a final example, landscape architect and artist Seth Dennison created a series of images based on conversations that he had with Rongliang Xu on the challenges of urban soil taxonomy, or what Dennison has described as the eighth approximation regarding the unfinished business of classifying anthropogenic soils. So finally, I just want to segue to the other presentations today, because I think this is really important. I want to throw out the idea of integration as a very particular strategy of transdisciplinary collaboration. Paul et al. Identify four fundamental principles of transdisciplinary integration as mutual understanding based on linguistic exchange between partners, theoretical concepts based on a range of ideas and approaches from discrete disciplines, models used to project scenarios and aid in decision-making, and finally, products, including technical devices, data sets, policies, urban plans, as well as exhibitions. So we adopted these four principles in the DIRT Dialogues project, in that the art exhibition used this common presentational format of printed posters to encourage mutual understanding via this common visual language. The book deepens that mutual understanding by continuing the exchange in the form of actual dialogues and co-creations. The theoretical concepts, such as food security, anthropogenic change, or soil genesis, among many others, were used as common points of departure to link individual artistic positions with specific scientific research fields. The project can be seen as a model for future transdisciplinary research, now being carried out as a book. And finally, it's also an actual product or products, a scalable exhibition, a book, and a film program that can be viewed and debated. And I want to thank you for the dialogue and invite questions so that you can actually join this dialogue.
Any questions for Alex?
For starters, when is the book to be released?
Next year.
Yeah.
So the JRC has taken up the project, the Joint Research Center of the European Commission. They stand behind it. Some of their people are also contributing authors. So it's with 50 chapters or 50 artists and 50 scientists, so it's kind of a huge work of bringing people all on the same page. And the results have been very different, as I showed.
Of course, funding for always difficult. I'm struck by, and I think having the posters in the common language, common format is fantastic. But part of our poster sessions is the dialogue of having the author of the poster right there. So that seemed like a missing link in your part of that funding. But would the artists, would they want to be present?
Indeed. Yeah. Many of them wanted to be present, but were kind of felt that they wouldn't be taken seriously or didn't, you know, couldn't afford to, you know, go all the way to Korea or here. You know, it's a huge cost that, you know, most artists or many of the artists involved in the project are independent freelance people. So that's why we're trying to continue the dialogue as a book.
One more question. Perhaps you can tell us how you came with the title DIRT Dialogues. As a soil scientist, I always dislike that DIRT.
Yeah. I gave a talk on that actually yesterday called The Epistemology of Soil. And for this book, we made an initial survey and asked people exactly what they thought about the different terminology of the soil, you know, words like dirt and mud and sand and land and territory, and we did a qualitative analysis of that. And in the end, it turns out that some people are, you know, have feelings of ambiguity and fear when they hear dirt, or just really against it, and other people think that, well, maybe it grabs attention and maybe the more words, the better, because it makes the subject more important. So it's pretty much split across the board, and it's still a working title. So we're taking suggestions for alternatives.
Any other questions? Actually, we've got a few more minutes, so. Sure.
Putting the soils in the glass kiln lead to some new insight from the science researcher?
They're not finished yet, so it could be, but I thought it was an interesting way of looking at artistic methods as research tools, and I think Jay's going to talk about that later, you know, a lot of potters also that, you know, had just an incredible knowledge of clays. So, you know, thinking about embodied knowledge and what can we know with our hands, our eyes, our ears that isn't measured with the instruments that they'll sell you out there in the main hall.
So following up on that, so that the National Science Foundation is actually very interested in this integration of art and science, but they're really trying to elevate art from the realm of NSF speak, broader impacts into intellectual merit. So if we go into these projects, you know, art for the sake of art, art for communicating our science, but, you know, kind of the, you know, the ultimate, you know, goal for some of us is new understanding of
and again, it gets back to different forms of knowledge and communication. So I'd say data visualization is a huge branch of art and science coming together. Also, political end. So there are a lot of artist activists out there that are kind of saying things that maybe aren't kosher in the scientific circles. And then you have the artists that are really interested in just aesthetics, you know, this kind of pure beauty. Beauty of soils, beauty of science. So I would put it into those three categories and hope that there's research funding for the continuation of that kind of dialogue.
Great. Thank you very much, Alex.